It's time.
Time to meet the women who make a living around fast cars.
Hello, ladies.
This is Women Take the Wheel.
Sit down, strap in, and turn on all you got.
Nikki Clark is taking you behind the scenes.
You're ready to win.
Let me tell you, these cars, they get up and go pretty good.
Introducing you to women drivers,
crew members,
and fans of the racing world. Plus, Nikki is bringing you the latest racing news in Indiana and beyond.
We're going to bring it to you from the tower as they get ready to pull into the beam.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network.
All right, strap yourselves in.
Woo! Getting off the track and in your ears. This is Women Take the Wheel.
Come on, baby.
With your host.
Here we go.
Nikki Clark.
Hi, I'm Nikki Clark, your host for Women Take the Wheel here in the All Indiana Podcast Network. And today we are talking old timers and Indy 500 history. Specifically, the ladies. I'm joined by Susanna Stapp and Lee Butera as we talk about the Indy 500 Ladies Old Timers Luncheon. Learn about this special get-together that's been going on for decades and what they're doing to recruit the next generation to carry on their traditions and stories. Stay tuned.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, welcome to a very special Women Take the Wheel. It is the month of May, and with me I have Susanna Stapp and Lee Butera. They are the Indy 500 Ladies Old Timers Club, the ladies. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Doing well, thank you.
Now, you two have a very rich history in IndyCar, which I just love, and I was looking up today, and it's just, I'm like, Susanna, your grandpa and your dad, you're badasses. I mean, honestly, I was reading about your grandpa, so
he
tell us. I mean, you're born into the sport, you're like a legacy, whatever. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about your background in the sport and your grandpa and your dad and their rich history.
My grandfather started driving in 1923. And he had to lie about his age to be able to race.
Really?
Uh-huh. So, and I have a picture from Culver City, California, that he won his first race. And it's, again, from 1923, but you can read the inscription on the cup that he won. And that's the coolest thing. And then he proceeded to run Indianapolis from 27 to 40. And in 36, he sat in the middle of the front row. And he led many laps. He's in the 100-mile-an-hour club from back in the beginning. And his best finish was fifth. But in his very first race, he ran out of fuel within a lap of the finish.
Leading. Do the Rossi thing.
Yes.
That didn't work out.
Yes. Yes.
And he was a little bit of a daredevil, too, Dicey.
Yeah, he was. He used to do things with the 13 Black Cats, which would do air show stuff, and then he would race along on the ground with the race car while they would fly above, and they did.
Dang, yeah. That's cool.
I know, I said, he is a badass.
Yeah. I didn't know that part.
Yep, and then he was good friends with Wilbur Shaw, and Wilbur used to always try to get him to move here from California, and he used to always say, oh no, the weather there is terrible in the winter.
He wasn't wrong.
And then in 1971, my father moved here from California, my mother and father, and I was 6 months old, and we went to Knoxville on our way. It was my first race, and they moved back here, and in 73, my grandfather finally came, because then all of his family was here, and he said he could put up with the winters to be with family.
So then we moved to your dad,
who's done so much for the sport too. I mean, from what he said, I'm like, he's like the leader of the midget race car racing. And
yeah, he was.
Then your dad, then he's also so cool.
Yeah, he actually owned his first midget when he was 14, and he wasn't old enough to actually drive it to the track, so he had to hire a driver who had a truck and trailer who could drive it to the track and then drive it on the track when they got there. And then he realized he was always a big man, and he realized that midgets were a little too small for him. So he started building and owning sprint cars, and that's where he made his mark in the world. He drove, set a new track record at Terre Haute in 1964, and then my brother was born, and he stopped racing, and he just started building and fielding race cars for other drivers. And in 71, they moved to Brownsburg, Indiana. He built a shop, started building sprint cars. In 73, Poncho started driving for him, and together they won two championships with USAC and like 40 sprint car races, I believe. And yeah,
dude, I just love watching her talk about her dad. So cool.
She likes him. I love it.
Dude, he was cool.
Yeah, he was. And he just passed away last April. So,
I'm so sorry.
I appreciate that. We really miss him. But I flip through and see pictures and everything and all the stories. And my dad was a heck of a storyteller. He would have been a great podcaster. Yeah, but the podcast would have never ended. It would have just gone on and on.
And now you and your brother in the sport. Now, mm-hmm. So you work at Hoosier Tire.
I do.
Which I'm very familiar
with. Yep. Yep.
She and celebrated her 60th anniversary there.
Yeah.
60.
Well, how many was it again?
Actually, it was 21 this
okay,
year.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, well, you know.
Yeah. Same thing,
it
only
feels
different.
Like it.
Yes. Same thing, only different.
Yeah.
And this is the weirdest year I think we've ever had because of the shortages and all
yes.
the things. I mean, it's just, it's weird. We're always about selling tires, and you actually, I come to work all the time and tell people no and disappoint them all the time. I feel horrible.
Last few years, weird.
Yeah.
That is the word of the year.
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah, never have I ever thought we'd be at this situation, but yeah. It's nuts.
Well, and next we have Lee then, too, and you may remember her daughter has been on the podcast, little Apple Girl Art Katie, and now we got the Big Apple.
I am OG Apple. I am it, yeah.
Yeah, and your dad was, same thing, a badass. He is, like, in all motorsports. He was, like, the man in all motorsports, fabricating cars and everything. So tell us about the
Look
amazing
the
man
she
your dad
a good
was.
Job, doesn't
there
he? She's like on top of her game.
Dude, I try.
He was a famous car builder. He was a famous drag racer chassis builder. We came from Kenosha. We moved to California in 68. He built... It's easy for me to cut right to the chase and say he built the snake and the mongoose. People go, oh, yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was... famous cars in the 70s that he built. Then he became a street rodder. And then in 82, I finally conned him into coming here. I had already been here. He came to the race when he was a kid. Always said that, you know, he was all in love with it. But there was a bunch of years where he called it roundy round racing. And I had been super V racing. And we came to the Speedway. And I wasn't old enough either with my fake ID. You know, sorry, Barbara,
I'm
if you're
so
listening.
Surprised.
Yeah. But, I had worked for Simpson and ran the suites here, and I used to call him from the bank of payphones and say, dude, you're missing this. And there was a lot of drag race guys that were here, and Gaius was here at the time, and then Bernstein came and everything. And so finally in 82, he decided he was coming and hired Dennis Firestone, who was our Super V driver. So that was like house car, and we ran the 82, and then he came back in 85 and 87, ran with Steve Krisloff and Sammy Swindell. Sammy didn't make the show. So, yeah, we have a vested interest in 16. In fact, my mom had a truck come home this week with all my mom's belongings.
Oh.
And there was a whole packet of giant envelopes, and the return address was the Speedway's address and our suite number. Because I spent a whole summer, and I'd send stuff home, and all this stuff was a return address,
aww.
16th Street, you know, care of IMS.
And I was reading up on him, and he was like, they called him like a home hot rod builder, because he'd do all this like in your garage.
He worked out of our garage, yep.
There was no like shop in Brownsburg.
Oh, no. And like you'd have driver's ed, and every day that I had in the car, we would just so happen to drive by my house, so that, you know, the cops would be there on their lunch break, and the driver's ed teacher would be there, and they'd all go in the garage, and me and the rest of the kids would just go in the house and get popsicle or whatever. It'd be like, can we drive? You know, what's your dad working on? But yeah, every cop knew us kids. They just were, it was nice. You'd come home, he'd be out there with the dog. It was old school.
Yeah, so like his was the place to be. Another great storyteller.
Yeah. Oh, he would have never. He would have a podcast. He would never stop talking. Yeah, he would never stop talking. It would be sketchy and questionable.
There are so many stories they can't tell, though. There's so many race stories you just can't tell. And so that's what scares me too. I'm like, yeah, guys, keep it clean. Keep it clean.
I think we've done really good. Yeah.
You have. I'm surprised.
Dude, I haven't even sweared enough.
So now we're going to talk about the big thing. We're talking about big coming up luncheon, the Indy 500 Ladies Old Timers Club, which is it a club? Is that what you call it? Or
I usually call it an auxiliary, but I think auxiliary is a better word.
Yeah,
it's just a gathering.
Yeah.
And
it's more of a function than it is. It's an event. It doesn't have other events hooked to it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just this one time each year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But tell us about this, because I love it's another sassy lady like you guys who are like, hey, I'm going to do this. So tell us how it started.
June Meyer, she was the sassy lady who started it. And her husband, Louis, she was as involved in his racing as anybody. And they would always have the old timers, which were the men, and they'd all get together and had a barbecue. And she was like, well, why the heck can't the women all get together? And so they decided to do a potluck originally. And I believe they did it at Harriet Buckley's house, which was Jack Buckley. He was a mechanic. And they just all pitched in and came along. And after a little while, Mary Holman George would go when she could. And she ended up donating a tent at the Speedway. So they would go there and get to hang out and have this luncheon. Usually it was the Monday after the last weekend of qualifying, just the Monday before the 500. And for years and years and years, it just was. So everybody showed up. There was no invitation. There was nothing. You just came to the Speedway that day and everybody gathered together and had a good time. And I actually used to go with my mother and my grandmother when I was, like six, I think probably the first time. And oddly enough, I think I was like the only kid who ever did. My mom would take me out of school or whatever all throughout. I've always gone. And then after a while, Joan Voiles had taken it over and she was hosting and just making sure everything was getting done. And they ended up moving us. We've been in the chalet behind the pagoda for quite a few years. And we now, Jugs does the catering and every year we have that. And now, as the same thing, I always take my daughter out of school. Don't tell Brownsburg High School. She's so close to the end of the year. Yes, sick of school. and so she gets to come. And actually, she's adopted, so we've had her since she was 12. And she came that very first year and has been every year there since. And it's something that she finds pride in, too. You know, she's one of the old ladies, because that's what we call it.
And the old ladies were excited to meet her.
Yeah.
You know, we were ready.
And in the tongue-in-cheek way, we always call it the old ladies' lunch.
It is the old
ladies. Old-timers are ladies.
Exactly. We're like, it's the old ladies' lunch.
And you've been has Katie been going, too?
Kate's been going, Katie's been going ever since we moved here. Katie immediately, when she got here, was all in, and it's a nice lunch. Ray Skillman sponsors it for us, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's no cost to it.
Yep.
And you get there's a lot of super old school women in the room. And part of why I pushed you the other day to do this over the dirt was that we need fresh, we need the middle generation to start to carry into the new generation, and we need the new generation to lock in and be able to say they've come along this whole way too, because there's those of us that have been here for what I call ever, obviously Miss Susanna, a little further than me, but I'm pretty vested, you know. But it's we want the new regime to step in and be the new old timers ladies, and this includes past ladies that maybe you were here for 10 years and you don't work anymore, you know, involved in it.
Yeah, we have everything from yellow shirts. We have people that worked in the ticket office at IMS, the gift shop.
Yeah.
If they've had an involvement with IMS, we want them to come and be with us and be a part of it. It started actually with June and Harriet, but also Alice Hanks. And Alice just passed away just this past year. And this will be the first one without her. Yeah. And she, I mean, every year she's like celebrity when she showed up. Yeah. Everybody loved Alice. And it will actually be
we're
sad
crown
without
Carla,
her.
Carla Carter, Carla Carter, our new Alice.
Well, Carla Carter always looks like she could have been Alice's daughter. I have pictures of the two of them together. And I'm like, you two are so cute together. You look like you could be mom and daughter. Yeah. But that's kind of one of the last of the original regime. Because this was back in the late 50s that they first did
the potluck. So it's been a while.
Yeah. And I have a sign-in book that has from like 83 through, I think, 89 all in one book. And you go through and you look. And I was just looking the other night and Emil Andrus's wife was there. I believe her name was Charlotte. And Wave Bettenhausen, she's been in that thing forever. She always comes. She still comes. And hopefully will be coming again this year. But there were so many that I was like, oh, look at that. Wow, she's in there. That's cool. And so that was a book that Betty Packard Voris gave us from the actual sign-in. And it's neat to see all these ladies' handwritten names in the book. That's something I really cherish. I think that's really cool.
And now, were you guys hit with the whole COVID thing where the last couple of years you guys weren't able to have it then? Or?
Absolutely. Yep. And luckily, everybody's back at the Speedway this year. And so, yeah, and Mr. Penske's letting us come back too. So we appreciate that. But like I said, it was always on Monday, the Monday after. And so the last few years, even before COVID, things changed at the Speedway. They ended up having qualifying on Monday, and then they had practice on Monday after qualifying. And so it's hard to get all the ladies in because you don't have tickets, you don't have things. Yeah. So they moved it then. I think then we were on Wednesday. And then this year they came back and said, oh, hey, we got to move you back Tuesday. And we always do whatever the old timers men's barbecue does.
Theirs is at night.
They still have the men's club too.
Yep.
Not necessarily men's. Old timers is women as well.
Okay. Yep,
they do. Yeah.
Old timers is 20 year vested old timers. Mm-hmm. So they can be men or women, whatever. I mean, it started out one way, but, and that is by invitation as an old timers only, but the women. Yep.
And there's an application. You've got
to
be somebody.
Oh, you do. You have to get three sponsors write that you're really legit.
And that's cool. Actually, yep.
You don't fool around. And when you show up, you don't bring a guest. Yeah. You are the old timer and you have to have either your little membership card or you have to be wearing your hat. It says old timers. It's a little name embroidered by Susan Luber. Yep.
Are you guys in it?
Huh? My dad was. Scott Gager actually got my dad in a few years back. And my dad worked at the Speedway, I believe, in 59 for the first time. Ooh. And he actually came here and worked for A.J. Watson, which you can't get better than that. Yeah. And then he was a chief mechanic in 65 and 66 with Wally Weir and... I can't remember.
That guy.
COVID brain.
Yeah.
On the Michener Petroleum cars.
Yeah.
And so he has actual, Indy 500 stuff. So Scott got him in and he had his little hat. And that's very, and actually, as a legacy to him, my brother and I actually could. And I don't know why we haven't. I can look into that
because
now.
The ladies' club is cooler.
Yeah, well,
the ladies' one is cooler.
I don't know, dude. Old timers is pretty cool. It's pretty cool, and it's at that stage too. They both really are, for that matter. But like for Suzanne and I, we go there, and you can look around the room, and you recognize the Bettenhausens, and you recognize Johnny Rutherford, or you recognize, those that are of the earlier generation, and it's cool. There's a lot of hugging. It's a lot of old guys. It's a lot of walkers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of tears. It's sad. Our group really is vested in the history of each other. Most of these people all stayed in each other's houses or stayed in the same campground or rode together to the track or, whatever it was, slept in the back seat of their car.
Back in the 50s and 60s, they literally would come to town and rent a cot in the basement of someone that lived in Speedway.
Yeah. No, I heard and they that would they all, stayed at people's houses. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, and my mom, they would do it based off of when they were here, they would still go and race dirt tracks or wherever, sprint car races throughout the month. Yeah. And whomever won the race that weekend bought the meat. Everybody else bought the bread and the vegetables and all that. And so they'd still pitch in the basement of whatever house they were living in.
That's how
they survived back then.
When the garages were old, when it was the old garages, at the end of the day, when they, you know, the shotgun day was over, you would watch everybody walk down what is now behind the grandstand. I guess it was still behind the grandstand then, and then walk through the tunnel. And then back behind the racetrack was the trailer parks.
Yep.
And you'd see the whole pit area would start walking, and all the drivers, some of them still in their fire suits, dirty, barefooted, whatever. But at the end of the day, you would all walk over across the street, and then they'd all pull
their
lawn chairs.
So they were here all day together, and then they were there all night together.
That's how the guys
smoking
are.
Smoking and drinking.
It was just like nowadays. The same
kind
thing.
Of,
the guys
yeah.
off to the hotel.
Yeah. They got
to
walk.
Then
they got a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, into suburban. Yeah. Rock, but that is so cool. And so now, like you said, you're looking for new blood. And so what do you consider? Because like I was talking to my friend Valerie. And
you were Valerie
Yeah, and
called.
She's like, yeah. Oh, she already called?
Yeah.
Because she's like, well, you know, what is this? Yeah. I'm like, well, your husband works in it. Yeah. You did. You
Valerie
know,
is
daughter.
Vested. Valerie is worthy. Yeah.
So I'm like, you are there. And I'm like, guys, can I come talk to people? And so,
well, you're in the media. You do things at the Speedway. So
yes.
You're, yeah, absolutely.
There's not a, you just have to be a, you just have to be a legitimate, this is not a fangirl opportunity.
No. Yeah.
This is not a come in and ask for an autograph. Mm-hmm. This is not that. This is for people that respect what the other people here have given to the sport, due to the sport, share with each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them have sat in hospitals together. So these are women that have, that share a common
bond
thing, you know, and although you have your own motorhomes and you have your own hospitalities and you have your own places where you don't need each other for something, you know, you don't need a battery anymore, a cup of sugar. It's not any of that, but it's still a place where the rest of the women in the room understand and either are here to support you or have contributed legitimately to what you are doing and your husband and your wife or whatever it is, you know, however it works out.
We'd like for the younger generations to come and gather and garner the stories from the older ones so that they know the sacrifices that they all made, because these women made as many sacrifices as the men by any means, because they were there doing what they had to do to take care of the kids or to get their guy to the track and let him run. And so many of them, you know, their husbands didn't survive. And so they had to, you know, do all of that then by themselves afterwards.
Without the internet or a cell phone.
Yes, without a meal, what do you have, dinner train or anything like that,
Right.
Dinner train.
Oh, meal train, that's what they call it.
Yeah. Yes. There was no crock pots either. Yeah. They were doing all of this in a cast iron, uphill.
I don't think, maybe. So that is just, so where can people find out more information about the group then, so they can look it up and everything like that? I keep calling it group, I apologize.
That's okay, no, that's
where's
all
the
right.
best place to get information on this?
Facebook page.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page and it's open. And then you can always call me or email me. Again, I work at Hoosier Tire, so my email is pretty easy to remember. It's HoosierTireGirl@gmail.com.
That is very easy to remember.
Yeah, because all the guys would say, you know, the girl there. Call the girl. And I'm like, I'm the only, at the time I was, for the longest time, the only girl there. So I'm HoosierTireGirl@gmail.com. And you can send me an email and I can get the information. And we are not as strict as the men's old timers. It's not the men's, but they do usually require the 20 years. We just liked people to come and, you know, have a good time and learn about the ladies that are there and the stories that are there to be told. And so if you've had any involvement whatsoever and you want to come on in and enjoy.
I gotta tell you and Lee's helped me become like an IndyCar fanatic, because I didn't live here, and when I moved here, I was actually dumb enough, quick story, I moved the weekend of Memorial Day weekend, and none of the guys were able to help me move, and I just couldn't figure out why. And now I've worked, now I've worked a couple Indy 500s, and I'm like, this is the best ever.
That's not bad.
You have turned me over. I go to your house and I'm like, I think I know which one her house is.
Yeah, that's it.
Your house says speed, you know, it is Indy 500 on it. So I love talking to you ladies, young ladies. And if anybody's wondering that sound you keep hearing, That's our beautiful wrench rings from Apple Girl Art.
I didn't mean to do that either. I don't normally wear it on this, but my hands are so swelled up. You know, I'm older now.
We're not. But thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. I hope
we get everybody to show up for this lunch. Absolutely. And we can learn more about your stories and the heritage of racing. It's just an awesome thing.
Well, thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Thank you again for listening. I'm Nikki Clark, and this is Women Take the Wheel. Be sure to connect and follow on Facebook when you search for Women Take the Wheel podcast. And be sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast now on the All Indiana Podcast Network.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network,
this is Women Take the Wheel
with Nikki Clark. Follow and subscribe to this podcast now and discover even more great podcasts on the All Indiana Podcast Network. Online at allindianapodcastnetwork.com.
allindianapodcastnetwork.com.